Hi there! Welcome to Daily Mana. Shall we all pray? Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness in our lives, for preserving us throughout the week. God, this weekend, I believe you have in store something that will allow us to be nurtured and to grow in our relationship with you. Help us, Father, understand your word and remove anything that will hinder us from understanding it and applying it in our lives correctly. In Jesus' name I pray, Amen. A few years ago, there was a video that was circulating in our local community and even around the world. And it's promoting a different theology contrary to what the Bible teaches. And what's sad about it is that it was being promoted by some pastors. And I believe there were several believers who believed or who believed that teaching. Now, this is not new anymore. In fact, in the early life of the Christian believers, and especially the Gentile believers, during the time of Paul, there were also some teachers or Judaizers who went into the church and preached a different kind of gospel other than or contrary to what Paul had taught them. Now let's look at Galatians chapter 1 verses 6 to 9 and let's see how Paul addressed this issue. Galatians 1 verses 6 to 9. The word of the Lord says, "I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel, which is really not another. Only there are some who are disturbing you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to what we have preached to you, he is to be accursed. As we have said before, so I say again now, if any man is preaching to you a gospel contrary to what you received, he is to be accursed." May the good Lord bless the reading of his word. Now, the background of this letter was that shortly after Paul came from his first missionary journey, he received a news or a word that there were Judaizers who wanted to disturb and distort the gospel that he presented. This is the gospel of Christ. And in verse 6, we see here, Paul expressed his disappointment, disgust, or maybe his amazement on how the believers so quickly deserted God by embracing this new gospel that was taught to them by the Judaizers. In fact, he said, "I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel." In fact, this gospel is not really a different one, but it is distorted. The Judaizers then wanted these Gentile believers in Galatia to submit for circumcision and to follow the elements of the Mosaic law, in which Paul would like to address this issue. Now, for the Gentiles and for everyone else, the gospel is about the Lord Jesus Christ. And salvation is only received by faith or by grace through faith in Christ alone. So this is what Paul wanted to correct and to rebuke the Galatian believers, that contrary to what the Judaizers are teaching, this gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is the true gospel. And in verse 8, we see here that he said, even if he or the angel from heaven would preach a gospel contrary to the gospel of Christ, Paul commanded them to let this man be accursed. In some other translation, it's let him be condemned to hell. So it's really a strong or a stern rebuke for those who are preaching a different gospel to these believers. Now, to strongly drive his point here, he even repeated what he said in verse 8. Now, let's look at verse 9. As we have said before, so I say again now, if any man is preaching to you a gospel contrary to what you received, he is to be accursed. So he is to be condemned, even condemned to hell. So it's not really good to receive, just receive a teaching that is contrary to what the Bible teaches, especially about the gospel, especially about salvation. So what Paul is trying to say here is, let this man be accursed, be rebuked, or let this man be condemned to hell because he is teaching a different gospel, not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in our time today, we have different social media platforms, and the internet has a plethora of teachings about theology, about the Bible, and everything is there. We just have to carefully examine those things. And how do we do that? How do we do that? We look at the Word of God. Whatever is contradictory to the Bible, we should reject that. Whatever teaching or whoever preaches or teaches against what the Bible, even just making or even just tweaking it or distorting the Word of truth, let's reject it. Reject, condemn. Let's reject any teaching that is contrary to what the Word of God says. And we can only do that if we carefully examine what we receive and we carefully examine what the Word says. Okay? I hope and pray that we will all be careful in receiving information, especially teachings, Bible teachings from teachers and preachers, especially those found in the internet. Let's be careful and let's examine it, compare it, and make God's Word as the arbiter of truth. Let's all pray. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will help us, enable us, Lord, to judge rightly the teachings that we have from the internet. And the internet gives us different and a lot of multitudes of teachings, Lord. Much more now that online preachers are getting numerous, and we do not know if they are teaching from the Word of God. And so help us, Lord, to discern which one to accept and which one to reject. Help us to enable us to reject what is contrary to what your Word says. Just as how Paul sternly rejected and condemned the preaching or the teaching of these Judaizers. Lord, I pray for your children. I pray that we will get into your Word and dive into your Word and really understand it, so that we will not just easily accept any preaching or any teaching, O Lord, especially those that are not adhering to your Word, O God. Thank you so much for reminding us, for this warning, O Lord, that truly false teachers and false preachers are rampant nowadays. And help us to really discern this. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Have a blessed weekend, everyone.